Good morning, Greatest Freedom Ministry family and friends. I'm happy to be with you this morning in your homes. Open your Bibles with me this morning to Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. The Lord is speaking to me in an area. The Word of God declares pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is, you know, the Apostle Paul, writing to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16, he said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now we know that the word isn't always what we want to hear, but what we need to hear. Amen? So the Lord has a word for you today. And if you look with me in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 4, the word of God says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his, how long, and to him that ladeth himself with thick clay. Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto him, or stolen property? Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee because of men's blood and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. And here's where I want to focus your attention this morning for the word today. Woe to him that coveteth after evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. This morning I want to talk to you about the kingdom mindset. And we're going to look at the covetous mind, the conscious mind, and the carnal mind. Let's ask God's blessing to the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful, Lord, that you sent it here to accomplish something in our hearts, in our lives, Father God. I pray right now, just as Isaiah prayed, Father, send the angel to the altar. May he take those tongs and bring those live coals and place it upon my lips, Lord, because I'm a man of unclean lips. And may the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we say, have your way in our hearts and lives today. Be glorified and magnified through your word, and we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. First thing the Lord wants to speak to us this morning about is the covetous mind. So with that in mind, if you turn your Bibles with me to Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6. Verse number 13. The word of God says this, for from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness, and from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. One of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart is there so many ministers and so many prophets are speaking what people want to hear, not what they need to hear. The prosperity message has gone overboard. You know, the word of God tells us, He says he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. Our soul prospers by the truth of God's word. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. So the prophet Ezekiel says in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse number 30, the prophet Ezekiel said, also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, everyone to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them, for with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. In other words, trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to keep up with your neighbors, coveting what your brothers and your sisters and others have. Jesus gave us instructions in Luke chapter 12 concerning this. Luke chapter 12, verse number 13. He said that one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, man, who may be a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain man, rich man, brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat and drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So the first thing, if we're looking at the kingdom mindset, the first enemy we're battling against is the covetous mind. Secondly, I want to talk about the conscious mind, the conscious mind. The psalmist says in Psalms 49, verse number 6, he says, they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. I'm not speaking damnation in this world, but things of this world are about to change. And the Lord is saying for us to trust the Lord with all of our hearts, lean not to our own understanding, and all of our ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our paths. Jesus said in Matthew 16, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is what God is saying, not what man is saying. Jesus asked and posed this question in Matthew chapter 16, verse number 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, then he shall reward every man according to his works. God, Jesus said for you and I to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. What we're doing is for the benefit of the kingdom. He has said, be careful of the covetous mind and beware of your conscious mind. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, a familiar scripture, in verse 33, he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So with the kingdom mindset, the Lord is saying to you and I, beware of the covetous mind. Beware of our conscious mind, that our conscious mind is not carnal, that it is not fleshy, but it is spiritual. You know, the Word of God says for us to examine ourselves. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the Apostle Paul says this to you and I in verse number 5. He says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates or be rejected. But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates, we're not rejected. Now I pray to God that you do no evil. Not that we should appear approved, but that you should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we could do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. So first he says to examine ourselves. Secondly, to evaluate. And the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 3, He reminds him, he says, for ye are yet carnal, fleshy. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? United we stand, divided we fall. God calls us for to be in the unity of the faith. We're to walk, we're not to covet what our brothers and sisters have. And with a conscious mind, we're to follow after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Jesus gave us instructions in Luke chapter 18. Luke 18. As we're followers of Christ. He reminded of you and I in verse number 9. The Word of God says, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, And he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. The Lord is speaking to me about something, and I want to say this by the Spirit of God. Stop judging people in this world. God didn't call us to judge people in this world. God called us to share his love and his mercy and his grace with a dying and lost world. Will you allow God to arise in you, then the enemy will be scattered. God isn't caring about Republicans or Democrats. Republicans, let your light shine that they may see your good works. Lead those Democrats to Jesus if they need Jesus. Lead those Republicans to Jesus if they need Jesus. It isn't about Republicans, it's about Democrats. It's about the love of God that he wants to pour out in these last days to a lost and dying world. Let's allow God to arise, and then the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And you've overcome this world by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. What are you testifying? Are you giving glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the first. He is the last. And he is everything in between. We serve a living God that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what we ever ask for or even think. Let's change our mindset. God says have a kingdom mindset. Get rid of that covetous mindset. Get rid of that conscious mindset where you think that you're better than others. Get rid of that carnal mindset that you're feeding your flesh and not your spirit. The Word of God says in Romans chapter 8, verse number 5. He says this, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is in enmity or opposes against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." So what the Lord is saying to us today, he said he's given us the kingdom mindset. To give us this kingdom mindset, we're to put under the covetous mindset. And with a conscious mindset, we're not to have a carnal mindset, but we're to have a Christian mindset. Well, Pastor, what do you mean a Christian mindset? In closing today in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians 2, verse number 16. "For who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Hallelujah. So what is the Lord saying to us in closing today? He is saying to you and I that we're to have a kingdom mindset. We're to bring under captivity this covetous mindset, and conscious mindset. We're not to be carnally minded, but we're to be spiritually minded and with revelation that we have a Christian mindset. We have the mind of Christ. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So with that in mind, in Philippians chapter 4, he gives us instructions of what we're supposed to speak in the mindset we're to have. Verse number 8, he says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. For those that are gathered here, for those that are on Facebook, for those that are on the website. Father, your word declares, for whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. Maybe you're listening today and you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. What you need to do is you need to recognize him as your Lord and Savior. You need to ask him to forgive you your sins and to come into your heart and to lead you and to guide you. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. I acknowledge that you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Fill me with your Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Now I speak to the body of Christ right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your children, Father God, that you delivered us from a covetous mind. Consciously, you're delivering us from the carnal mind, and you've given us the mind of Christ. So, Father, may Christ arise in our hearts, in our lives, and our homes, so that when we go out into their neighborhood and we go into the workplace, that people will see you and not us. May Christ arise and may the enemy be scattered. Right now, I pray for those in the body of Christ that are sick. Father, your word declares that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. I send your word out today. I bind sickness and disease. COVID-19, you have a name. I bind you and I curse you, and I command you to go back to the pits of hell where you belong. I speak to hearts, brains, lungs. Father God, I call organs to function as they were created. I bind every weapon. I speak against sugar diabetes today. It has a name. It must bow to the name of Jesus, Father God. Your children are marvelously, wonderfully made in your image, and your image does not have sickness nor disease. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all that you've accomplished and all that you're doing, and we'll never cease to give you praise in all things. For we ask these things to give you praise for them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.